Okay, we're up to Chaf Amaral of the Mishnah. B'chol Yom, we're still talking about the activities of the Kohen Gadol. B'chol Yom, every day, Toirin Min Esa Mizbeach, they would separate the ashes from the Mizbeach, B'Kriyas HaGever, at the time when the Gever used to call out. We're going to see in the Gemara an argument of Kriyas HaGever means when there's a person who used to make announcements that Kohenim get up, or it means when the rooster used to do their thing. Or right before that time, right before or immediately afterwards. Over Yom HaKippurim, but on Yom Kippur, every day they used to tell you Mizbeach first thing in the morning, crack of dawn. On Yom Kippur, they would bring it forward to Chatzos, midnight. Over the Golem and Yom Tevim, because there were so many people there and they had so much work to be done. Ma'ashmura Adeshayna, from the night was divided into three or four parts, the end of the first section. And by the time dawn broke in the morning, by the time the Gever made the announcement, it was very packed with Eden there. Everyone came there first. Rashi. Terms of Mizbeach, he takes from the ashes only once. This is a token removal of the deshen, whether it's a lot or little, but eventually it came to be less than a fistful. The place on the east side of the ramp, that's where it's stationed. And it says, if you don't lay down, he lifts it with his fist. This was the first avoid in the morning. Right, a little bit before, a little bit after. Then he put him tied him. Mechat says midnight. But Golim, Mashmores Shaina, she beshlish a lot of first third. Then I can amem said the bracha is Gimel Mishmores Havi Elayla. It's either three had two opinions, or three or four. This follows opinion three. The Gemara Farish time. The Gemara explain why so early. Lohitz the kids again. My guys, but Golim Atchay says Zodim Malevim was packed. I'm a vinka. But I'm saying this to bring their own kabbanis liyos. Because the money, they all wanted to be ready like Krivan Achle Tamia. They all want to be first. So it was packed already that early in the morning. Says the Gemara. Tell us how we learned. Okay, during the day they did all the avodah. They didn't have time. The leftovers they would burn on the mizbech. It's not really an avodah, so they would do that at night. But if, let's say, before it fully burnt, it popped off the mizbech, you have to put it back. So it says like this: koydim chatzos. If it's before midnight, yarze, you got to put it back on the mizbeach. It's not clear if it's fully burnt or even or dafke if it's not fully burnt through and through. And there's still some fresh meat on it. And since you didn't fully burn it, then or before it's chatzayis, therefore, if you use it for your own benefit, you're stealing from basic mikdash. However, la'achah chatzayis, post midnight, lo yachzeh, there's no point in bringing it back. If it ain't moilim, if you use it, you're not moil anymore. Okay, how do you know that chatzayis plays a role here? The difference is whether there's any fresh meat left or not. Rashi. Hey, come in any day lefash. I don't know where those words come from. We don't even have it. Need Lord come. Tonight we learn the Yevarish Shapoka. He mishtab said the Zvachim and Metach Pikiyos and Kavtsim because of their burning up. They jump off. They pop off. And noif the Maroch fall out of the Maroch out on the floor. Kedem Chatzes light night. Moilim ben bekein Chatzes ain't a choshev ichol. It's not considered totally destroyed by Eivor. She yesh by Adayim. Mamish has some substance. The Fichah. If it's talking about an Eivor has some meat. If it has no meat, even before Chatzes is not there. But if it has some meat, lazila marochi, you got to put it back. But even shloim nasik all the tzas and kach Hashem kudin bay. Since you didn't fully burn it, it still belongs to the Eibishter. The ease by meilul and then you're stealing for using it for your own benefit. Achatzeis and tzar lahas, you don't have to return it. Chachatzeis oise ichol. Chatzeis does it as if it totally burned. Bevorim shemashle b'ha'ur that the fire completely burned. V'afav pishes by mamish if you look later on. They moil in after chatzeis not moil. Okay, the kaim lon. It sounds like even though there's fresh meat, you're no longer stealing. Chatzeis is the main factor here. Shenazim tzar say moil about the kivin the lesbet tzar gevoyel. It says that this is the Torah, you burn it on Mizbech, kol halayla ad habaker, all night long until the morning. That's one pasuk. And it says that's when you roast it. The cost of echad, another pasuk says, kol halayla. That says all night long, and you dress up the coin all night long, and it says behead him, and he removes the ashes. Move the ashes means it sounds like before the night is up. One place sounds like all night long has to roast from his bech. Another place sounds like all night long in the middle of the night you can take it off the mizbech. How's that work? Okay, it's it. Chilkeyu, you divide the night into two sections. Chetzelak Torah, the first half is for roasting. And if it pops off, you put it back on, as long as some fresh meat. But after chetzeis, even with some fresh meat on it, you don't have to put it back. That's what it sounds like. Rashi, kolayla v'hitehi ho'ayla, al-mayta kolayla, alma kolayla mitzvah li al-mayta. All night long to be in fire, alma kolayla, havak tells your body, you have to burn it. Let's feel the masha, al-mayta in park, if it jumps off, you got to put it back on. The kosher, another passage says, kolayla, v'heidim. The samak leilahu kara that pasuk v'lozer kara midibad v'heidim hadesh and you remove it al mokal leilu chashuv ki ichol v'kari basar oila dosh and mamshala ba'ov v'kasher liyav v'kasher to take it off. Navat chetzel lak tarish ain't equal. If when we say that if the meat is still fresh meat, not totally, so you have to put it back on. Being pakat or lahati, you put it back on. Lahakti, the chetzel harama from midnight onward. The chetzel halam kodesh doshen, it's already considered ashes. Alma chatzai is mashvel leichul. Even though it's not fully roasted after chatzai, as soon as after chatzai, it's considered ichul. So the Gemara was gana b'chol yom. It says turn min the mizbech. This is not mishnah. Every day they clean the mizbech. Be kriyas agever. Some of them from the lachrov. Over the yemak you put him and give him chatzai at midnight. Over the golim. It says clearly here that in Yom Tov you can go even before midnight. You just said that midnight, if there's any meat left on it, you have to leave it on the mizbeach. So how can it say over here that in Yom Tov they brought it forward to even before midnight? How can you do that? It's vital that it should be post midnight. And how can you bring it forward to the end of the first Hashemoyer? Not hacking delay. From 12 and onwards, you can take it off whatever time you want. Who cares if it delays it? Even if you clear something which is totally burnt through and through, it says clearly midnight is the time. The second half of the night is when you're supposed to clear the ashes. Alma ein chatzirish and koshka not suitable for that. Elul Gemara back to Gemara. Amar Rav Yechel and Mashma since Shneimer it says. Kol halayla, it says in the pasuk, kol halayla, all night long you should roast the mizbech. Any day shabbat till morning. Why does it say in the very same thing again? Ada boiker, all night means till the morning. It's as if there are two mornings. It can't be the following morning, which we normally say by Yom Tov, because nobody just thinks you have to leave the ashes until the next morning. And how do you know which ashes are from which day? 10 boiker the boiker halayla. That means there's an earlier morning than this morning. There's a second morning which is dawn, and then there's an earlier morning. Hilchach. Every day we follow the second morning, which is crack of dawn. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is very weak. He has so much work to do. We try to bring it forward. Avdina mechatzais. We let him do it from mechatzais. Midnight. Over the Golim, the Nefisha Yisrael, many Yidin, the Nefisha Kabbanis, and the many Kabbanis. Two reasons. Many Yidin, the crowd of the Azora, and the many Kabbanis to be done. Avdina bash moidah reshaina. Like it says in the Mishnah, time and the reason. By the time it came, the time of Kriyas HaGever, the Azorah was full of Yidden.
That doesn't really answer the question of.
Oh, so it's the Harulim Psukim. So we'll learn right now. Has none to do with Chatzos. It has to do more with whether there's still any fresh meat left onto it or there's no fresh meat left onto it. Let's do Rashi. Don't say chetzel kach and chetzel kach, half for roasting and half for removing the ashes. This is how you always learn the pasuk. Hechshe kol alayla, all night long is good enough. Bein lak tada, if the meat has not been fully roasted yet, continue roasting. She'ein mu'ucholin, if it's not fully roasted. And bein laharama, and whether you want to remove the ashes, im yesh doshen mu'uchol, if it's totally roasted, you can take it off even before chatzais. V'chatzais de oise ichol be'evarim, and this idea of chatzais. But the Mishnah clearly does say that. You told me now the pasuk you learn one way. The all night long you can either roast, or all night long you can clear the ashes. So what does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah makes a difference before chatzos or after chatzos? What's the Mishnah talking about? The chatzos the oise ichul be'evarim. This chatzos that our Mishnah says that if it passed chatzos, it's as if it roasted through their limbs. Shemashal ben ur that it told me the fire completely burnt through it. Mahacha nafki learn out. The Mashnah it says b'haktar of kol alayla al mikta on the fire. Ain't the yedeya she'ada b'ikir kol alayla. This midnight. The second boiker is what is dawn. The another boiker. Kol alayla means till dawn. And what do you mean boiker? There's an earlier morning. You don't have to roast anymore. We don't know what time they're talking about. I'll call midnight. All night long you can remove the ashes if something burnt through and through. All night long if something didn't burn through, you can roast the mizbech. So what is this? And then the pasuk says kol alayla, which means till the dawn, and then it says boiker, which means midnight. What is he trying to teach you with this midnight? They decided to move this earlier bike and move it around. Every day, depending. Sometimes we'll do it from Chatzais, sometimes we'll bring it to the end of the first Ashmoida. But generally speaking, Kreis HaGever is enough. Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol is weak. Why is it weak? Shadi Olav Levadehu Mutl. Tzorech Lahashkim Yesh Gerb earlier. Clearly from Rashi here,
that not only did the Kohen Gadol do all the avodas and kippurim by day, but he also did the Terumas Hadeshen. Rashi clearly says here. Shalallahu levadei hu mutar. Other Rishonim, Tosfos and other Rishonim don't necessarily agree that the Kohen Gadol had to do Terumas Hadeshen. It meant the Kohen, whoever the Kohen, whichever Kohen, they took out the word Gadol. Any Kohen who did Terumas Hadeshen was tired because there's a lot of activities on the day of Yom Kippur. Everybody had something, a job to do. The Nefisha Kabbanas, there were lots of Kabbanas. The Rav Hadashen, there were a lot of ashes. The Mokum Hamarocha, the place where the Mazbeich is. So La Halo, it says Hadeshen, La Tepuach, La Achar Rama, you have to remove all the ashes and put them in the pile after you set them aside. And Nam said to Tamid, Malina Efe, La Tepuach. The Tepuach, what's Tepuach? A mound. Who Gal Shal Efe, it's a mound made out of ashes. Kimin Tepuach Shal Anovim, it's like a mound made out of grapes. Hanidrich Begas, that's pressed by yarn press. Shasham Konsu Efe, Shakoy Mazachai, that's where they gathered the ashes from Yom Tov. Who Beemtza Mazbech, it's a middle of Mazbech. Who Pa'amim Shehu Olav Kigimul Meos Kur, something you have on it, 300. But that's how much kur. A kur is 15 sa. So you're talking about a massive amount. So here they had to remove it earlier, stop moving it away, because you're going to have a lot of kabbanas a day and be a whole new pile of ashes. Okay, now what's this kreis hagever? Says the Gemara, my kreis hagever. What's this kreis hagever? Rab Amar, you know what kreis hagever means? Kora gavra. There was a person, a kohen, who had a very loud, booming voice, and he would make an announcement in the morning, wake up, it's time to do the Aveda. Whenever he made the announcement, that's which is the crack of dawn, that's called kreis hagever. Rav Shela argues with Rav, and he says, Kro Tanagola. Geva normally means a Tanagola, the rooster, talking about the rooster. Which actually could be a little bit earlier than the Kreis HaGeva of a man. Now the Gemara tells an interesting story. Rav had an argument with Shela. Rav, it looks like Rav Shela never met Rav. Didn't know who Rav was, even though he had an argument with him. Rav, Ikla La'asei de Rav Shela. Rav once came to the town, Rav Shela was the Rav. Lahabe Amoida Lemekim Allah de Rav Shela. Rav Shela used to be that the Rav used to dashen. Then he had an Amoida, somebody stood there in between, and he used to pass it on to everybody. The Amoida is not allowed to add or change anything that the Rav said. Yes, this was quoted verbatim. Rav Shela didn't have an Amoida that day. Rav happened to be this, and he walked along and he said, I'll be your Amoida. Rav Shela had no idea what Rav was. Amoida is second, he's a 2IC. And Rav was Rav. Come Rav Alei, so Rav stood next to Rav Shela, to come a Farish, and he explained everything Rav Shela said, or he said it over. When Rav Shela said the words Kreis HaGever, Rav added something. My Kreis HaGever is what Rav added over and above what Rav Shela said. Kro Gavra, when this person makes announcements. Omele Rav Shela, Rav turned to him and said, I never said that. Lema Kro Tanagela, you should say what I say, when the rooster makes announcements. Omele, Rav said a beautiful word. Rav said, Obov, a very nice flute. Lechore Zemer. A nice flute to a person, to a connoisseur, is a song. Aber le gadoi, to people who are a tradesmen or people who are weavers, le kabbalin, they don't enjoy classical music. In fact, they hate it. In other words, you're the gadoi, I'm the connoisseur. For us, classical music is beautiful. My opinions are beautiful. For you, you don't appreciate my opinions. And then he continues. Ki havi ka'im ne'ale l'abchi. I used to be the meturgman of the amoida for l'abchiya. Who was Rabchi? Was Rabchi? We'll see. Ksuvas Gdolei Ma'ashechia. Umefarshina, Rav's uncle was Rabchi. Umefarishna, and I used to say, because he used to say, "My kids again." I used to say, "My kids again." I used to translate "kids together" means when this person is making announcements. V'lo amlemidi Rabchi never said a word to me. No, Rabchi, the great Rabchi, agreed with me. But at amritli, and you're going to tell me, "Eimo kara tanagoyla."
This is Rav Shela answering him back.
No. This is all Rav telling Rav Shela. Chutzpah, do you tell me that I'm wrong? Who do you think you are? And, Rav was stepping in as an Amoida. I was a Amoida Rabchi, and I said that, and he didn't say a word. How do you, who is a nobody, get up and argue with me? Rashi. Krogavra machis, hamamunah ala kruzi, makes announcements. Oymer, imdu koinim, lavadashka, stand up for your Amoida, can tell you the braise, bishmaiti, raviklas, and Rav Shela, lohe, makinah, nobody, he didn't know him. Lav Amoida, matugamin, oymer, lufneim, chocham, adashin, and standing in front of him. Vachocham, loichis, loy, losh, and ivrit, the chocham whispers into his ear in ivrit. He translates it, so not only he makes it loud, he makes an announcement, but also he translates it to the people, the masses should understand it. The Kamefarish, and Rav explained, Kreis HaGever, Kore Gavram, Nofula B'dech HaDrash, Allah Chashlei Rav Shela, Kreis HaGever. Somehow in the Rosh, he mentioned the words Kreis HaGever, and Rav interpreted, when this person makes an announcement, Loshen Ivrit, who Tegel Rav, Kore Gavram, when that person, Avuv L'chod Yizem, Echoli L'flut, Shehu Chashir L'fnei B'nei Chayim, for people of connoisseurs, free people, Zem and Noah, this is beautiful, and Yele Gadoy L'kiv B'nei, but to a grub young,
They don't appreciate classical music or flute. Boy, Eitzel Gardiim, you go against these weavers, L'Shoyle, to sing, L'Shoyle, and play for them, they don't appreciate it. Umashul, this is only an analogy. Claim it. Peter Zeshbarashi, when he started with Rabbim, I used to say this, Peter, from a great officer like Abchir, Pomim Rabbis, nobody ever stopped me. Achshakipi, something for Nechem, from you. She'ena Gold Gmoisi, you're nobody compared to them. Loike Balti, your problems? Okay. And you're telling me, Eimu Krotan Gerd, I should say it's a rooster? Amalei, so Rav Shaila understood right away who this man was. If he's Abchir, everyone knew who Abchir's Amoyer was Rav. Amalei, Ma, ni Rav? You're Rav? The Nechma, do me a favor, step aside. It's passage that you should be my Amoida. Amalei, Rav said, I can't. Amri Inchi, there's a saying by people, a very good saying that all workers should know this. Itagridle, if somebody was hired to be a worker, then puts Amri. Then if he tells you to scrub his wool, you scrub his wool. If you're in a worker, whatever he tells you, no job is too demeaning for you. So then now that you hired me to be your Amoida, then I'm your Amoida. Even though you know you're Lacheda, you're second fiddle to me, doesn't matter. You gotta keep my job. That's one version. Since you had me as your Amoida, if I step down, whoever will take over will be a lot lower Madrega than me. And when it comes to Taitas, Rashi. Doesn't make sense you should be Mitugman. Once you hire somebody, puts Amre, go ahead and clean out his wool. In his garage, Lord of Malachas, Yahim, come Malachas, any job it gives you, I feel he bezuya, even if it's demeaning. Degrading, he can nip with Semer scrubbing wool, Shehi Malachas Noshim, that's really a woman's task. I say, I do it for him. Avani Macha, she's Chalti, Bipulasecha, Egma, you hire me, I started, I'm going to finish. It's a gnai for the drosha of Teda. I should step down. The Yoko Pocha, the many Ilagrams, I was come and finish. Basically, the machlekes between the two is what's the shayish of the machlekes? The Rakhine explains very nicely. He said the machlekes is whether you're allowed to have roosters, Tanagrail Mishlaim. One opinion, the Gemara says, Emigadin Tanagrail Mishlaim. One opinion is only if you're bringing kachim. People who are involved in kachim should not be Megadim Tanagrail because you might make a mistake. Tanagrail can't be in the base of English, so we don't want you. The other opinion is no Tanagrail at all. The Rav holds no Tanagrailim at all. So how can the Mishnah say that the base of Migdash, when does activity start? When you hear the rooster. Where do you get a rooster from? There's no roosters in Yishalayim. However, Rav held that it meant only the kachim. But other people in Feresh had roosters. Because together, just let me around. So Rav Shaila held that you could have a rooster in Yishalayim. Therefore, it means Kreis together when you have roosters. What's Taka the reason? If it's only kachim, why shouldn't they have roosters? So he says it because if it's only kosher, why should you have roosters? The Shalmi said because then to raise roosters you have to be a skilled person, and the nature of skilled people are that they're all jealous and competing with each other, all fighting, and we don't want it should be machlekes in the Shalmi, especially people who are involved in the Beis Hamikdash. So they're tradesmen. So Rav insulted Rav Shaila by calling them a tradesman. You're saying that only the tradesmen didn't have the roosters; everyone else did. So you're like a tradesman. A tradesman doesn't appreciate classical music. You guys are prosta people. That's the story. Okay, back to Gemara. Tani Kavasa, Rabbi Lugar, Rabbi Lugar, Sheila. Tani Kavasa, Rabbi Lugar, Rabbi Grav. Givine Krud. There was a Koyim by the name of Givine, and he used to bellow his announcements. Mao Eme, what would he say? Imlu Koyim Avadas, stand up for your Avodah, Levim, Lugar, Chanchem, and Levim, stand on your platform, Yisrael, Amamad, Chem, and Yisrael, get up on your other platforms. You can hear his voice ring out 12 kilometers away. He heard the voice 3 kilometers away. When he came home, he sent him gifts. He was so amazed by this guy's impressions, the guy's vocal cords, that he sent him presents. But after he became Koyin Gadol, and Koyin Gadol is even greater than that. The Koyin Gadol's voice was much greater than that. The Omar, who cried Omar, Ona Hashem, he used to say, Yom Kippur, we should say Ona Hashem, and the Nishma Koyin B'Yirichai, and it rung out in Yirichai, which is 12 parsa away, much further away. It was 10 parsa away. It was Nachman. Not only did Kohen Gadol sing 3 times further, 10 parsa away, but furthermore, after the Hakikel Chusha, remember Kohen Gadol's week on it. This is a weekday, Yom Kippur. He's fasting, has a lot of work to do. And Bahaki Imam, when does the Kohen Gadol ring out his voice? During the day. And during the day, voice doesn't travel as far as at night. Bahasam Laila.
And here was a crack of dawn. What's the difference? Why should a voice travel further by night than your day? Why is it during the day your voice doesn't travel as far as during at night? Because the sun in the orbit makes noise. It cuts through the horizon atmosphere like a saw that cuts through cedar wood. In other words, it makes noise. And therefore, even though you don't hear it, that's why the voices during the day don't travel as far as at night. Anyway, and this dust, it's like sawdust, right? Because the sky gets cut every day by the sun. It's called loy. And Chassid explains, loy means we're all butlers. It says right here, and the whole world is nothing compared to the Eibishter. So the Gemara is teaching, law is not like it's nothing. Law means like this sawdust that's cut through, which is called law. Chassid explains, means loy, butler. Rashi. And you can see it. Ever look in the sun? You see little pieces? So the Gemara is saying, when you look in the sun, you never see clear, always see a little piece. These pieces are the sawdust when the sun's cutting right through the sky. The Yema. Mamish, the day. Lo yishmei, ken shmoi, loshan ein, none. Second Gemara, right? Fascinating Gemara. Tell them what we learned. Sholosh koilos, sorry, tell them what we learned. Ilmole galgul chama nishma koil amoini shol remi. The population of Rome was so great that if it wouldn't have been for the noise of the sun that completely eclipsed the noise of the Romans, you would hear the noise of the Romans everywhere all over the world. Ilmole koil amoini shol remi, had not been for the noise of the people out there, nishma koil galgul, you would hear the sun. If you're in the middle of nowhere, you would hear some noise, and that's the sun. Tell them what we learned. Sholosh koilos, holchin, this is... There are three sounds that travel misayfa olam at sayfa that go from one end of the world to the other. Elehain, these are they. Koil galgo chama, the sound of the sun in orbit. Koil hamoina shoremi, the sound of the people, the population in Rome. The koil neshama b'shoshi yaitzim and aguf. When a body leaves, the neshama leaves the body of yeshayim afleidu, when the neshama enters the body, there's a noise that travels from one end of the world to another. The yeshayim, those say afredaya. Now, some of the goyim write, they have no idea what the word of the daya is. Exactly. It says in Sfarim, if you have to read, it says there's a sefer written about 100 years, 100 years ago. It's written in 1920. Yeah, 100 years ago almost. Written about everywhere in Shas. I remember seeing it. Everywhere in Shas where there's the Gemara foreshadows inventions. The weather wing from Benjamin Franklin, he brings it to Septon Shabbos to talk about a weather wing to attract electricity.
Who talks about submarines.
Yeah, yeah.
And telephones from hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, but in his time, they had already telephones. Michel Lazar only lived.
I know that, but he was talking in his tshuva about episodes where...
Rabbi Yenishin Eibish learns that the tower bubble was a rocket and explains how a rocket works and everything in detail.
Well, the Gemara talks about Migdol HaPerechus Ba'afen.
Yeah, we'll get that in some
head.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so they say it means Raji, but Rashi learns what's Redaya. And because they travel, it's a sound that goes from one end of the world to the other world, which doesn't mean radio, it means radio waves. The radio waves are always there. Nobody ever created it. It's always part of creation. We just finally found the tool that we can receive it. We found a receiver. That's what we made. And so these are the radio waves are always there. And there are other things out there happening which we don't have the tools yet to pick it up. One day we'll have. So it's Rashi. Malach. What is it? It's a malach who decides how much rain, designates the rain will come in. From heaven above. From the water below. And he summons the water. Shemar it says, Tahim el Tahim Kaidi. He could call the water, summon the water from below. Why is this malach called a daya? Because it looks like a calf. Loshen Shair HaChaydish. Mitagim Leisachas V'Leisidi. And we're talking about that. So it's an eagle. We had yesterday that the Malach's footprint looked like an eagle when that Tzeduki that got crushed by the foot. So therefore, this Malach Radaya looked like an eagle. That's what Rashi says. Okay, between tomorrow and Mitzvah.